Chapter 7. An Invisible Man in London. "I was a happy man at first," said Griffin. "I was like a man with eyes, in a city where nobody could see. I wanted to hit people on the back, or take their hats and play with them. But then, suddenly, something hit me from behind. A man who was carrying a big box ran into me and pushed me over. He was very surprised and shouted. Soon there was a crowd of people around us, and I had a problem. People didn't see me, and they walked into me, and I started to get very worried. In Oxford Street, it was worse. There were more people, and they pushed me and walked on my feet. It was often very painful. It was January, and I had no clothes, so I was cold."
"Another problem," said Kemp.
"Yes," said Griffin. "It was very cold, but I saw an empty cab, so I jumped in. It was a little warmer there, and I had time to think about my problems. Then the cab stopped in front of a big store, and a woman got in, so I jumped out. I ran along the street and into some quieter roads where there were fewer people. Then a small white dog found me. It found me by smell, and it jumped up at me. But after a few minutes, it turned and ran away. There were still a lot of people in the street, so I went up some steps in front of a house, and there I found another problem. Two boys stopped and looked at the steps. 'Look at that,' said one of them. 'A man with no shoes has gone up those steps, and he hasn't come down. And there's blood there too.' My feet were cut and dirty, and they left dirt and blood when I walked. I looked down, and I could also see the dirt on my feet. And so could the two boys. I ran home, but when I turned the corner of my street, I saw that my fire was burning well. My books were safe at the post office, but my chemicals were lost, and I had no clothes." The invisible man stopped for a moment. Kemp looked out of the window.
"Go on," he said.
"I didn't know what to do next," said Griffin. "I couldn't go to any of my friends. It was snowing, and I had to find somewhere warm. And then I had a wonderful idea. I went to Omnium. Do you know the place?"
"I've heard of it," said Kemp.
"It's a huge store, and you can buy anything there. Food, drink, tables and chairs, clothes. I went there and followed someone in through the doors. It was busy, but I walked into the rooms where they sold clothes and beds. I decided to wait until the store closed and find food and clothes. Then I could sleep in one of the beds. The store closed after about an hour. Then people walked through the rooms, cleaning and tidying. Then the lights went out, and I heard people locking the doors. It was dark, but some light came in from the streets outside. First, I looked for clothes. I found a scarf and some trousers, a shirt and a jacket. Then I put on a long coat and a wide hat. I was feeling better now and went to look for food. I found fruit and chocolate and some coffee. Then I went to the rooms where they sold toys and found a wonderful pink nose. I wanted glasses, but Omnium don't sell them. Finally, I went to sleep in a very comfortable bed. Did you sleep well? Asked Kemp.
Yes, said Griffin. But I woke up very early, and for a minute I didn't know where I was. It was beginning to get light, and I remembered I was in Omnium. Then I heard voices and saw two men coming towards me. I jumped up and ran. Stop! Shouted one of the men, and he ran after me. He could see me because I was wearing clothes. Then I remembered that I was invisible without clothes. I ran up some stairs and took them off quickly. The men looked for me for a long time, but they didn't find me. I sat down to think. I wanted to take my clothes out of the store, but I couldn't do it. I couldn't wear them, and I couldn't carry them in a bag. I looked out of the windows, and the sun was shining, and the snow was melting, so I decided to leave Omnium. I walked the streets again and thought about my problem. I had no clothes, and I couldn't eat because people could see the food inside me. Snow was another problem because people could see my feet. Rain and fog are also problems because they don't refract the light like air, and people could see any dirt on me.
So you couldn't stay in London, said Kemp.
No, said Griffin.
My first problem was clothes. Then I remembered that there are shops which sell things for theatres, special clothes, but also beards, moustaches and glasses. So I went to look for one. After a long walk, I found a small shop. I looked in the window, and it had everything that I needed. I opened the door, and a bell rang. The shop was empty, but after a minute, an old man came through a door at the back. I wanted to find some clothes, a beard, glasses, a moustache, a hat, and take money from the shop. The old man looked around the shop, saw nobody, and went back to the door. I guessed that this was the door to his house, so I followed him to find some clothes.
Why didn't you take clothes from the shop? Asked Kemp.
They were theatre clothes. I needed normal clothes too, Griffin told him.
We were in the old man's sitting room, and his breakfast was on the table, said Griffin. I wanted to get into the other rooms in the house, but all the doors were closed. I had to watch the old man finish his breakfast. Then he went into his kitchen and washed his plates, and I waited by the fire in the sitting room. He came back and opened another door. He went up some stairs, and I followed him. It was an old house, and the floors were noisy. The old man heard me sometimes, and stopped and listened. Once he stopped suddenly, and I touched him.
What's that?
He said, and looked around. I was getting very angry with this stupid old man. He turned and went down the stairs again. I didn't follow him, because now I could look around the house more easily. In one room, I found some old clothes, and I started to look at them. But I made a noise, and the old man came up the stairs again. Now he was holding an old gun. He went into every room, locking and unlocking the doors, and pointing the gun everywhere. I was now frightened and angry. I was sure that we were the only people in the house, so I knocked him on the head.
You attacked him, said Kemp.
Yes, I hit him with a chair and he fell down the stairs, said Griffin.
But he didn't do anything to hurt you, said Kemp.
I know, But things were not normal anymore, said Griffin. And he was a very stupid man. I tied a shirt around his mouth because I didn't want him to wake up and shout. And then I made a bag out of some sheets and tied him up in it. I had to do it, Kemp. He had a gun and he wanted to fire at me. And I didn't want him to call the police.
But you were in his house, said Kemp, and taking his clothes.
Griffin was getting angry now.
You think I'm a thief, do you? He shouted. I'm a special person now, an invisible man. You can't call me a thief.
Kemp did not argue with Griffin. He was a dangerous man, and he did not want him to be angry.
I understand, he told him. What did you do next?
I left the old man on the stairs in his bag and went to the kitchen and ate some bread and cheese. Then I went back up the stairs and put on some of his old clothes. Then I looked around the shop and put some other things in a bag.
What sort of things? Asked Kemp.
At first, I wanted to paint my face, but I decided not to, said Griffin. You can't take paint off quickly, and sometimes I need to be invisible in a few seconds. But I found a mask, glasses, a beard, a moustache, a scarf, and a big wide hat. I also found some of the old man's shoes and put them on. There were some bandages to use on my head. I looked strange in the mirror, but many people in London look strange. There was a locked cupboard, and I broke it open, looking for money. I found about £12 inside. I took that, and I was ready to go. I walked out of the shop and into the street.
And the old man? Asked Kemp.
He doesn't matter. I didn't care about him, so I left him there, said Griffin. I don't know what happened to him. Maybe he woke up, untied the bag, and escaped. Maybe he didn't.
Were things easier for you now, with clothes? Asked Kemp.
People could see me, said Griffin. And they didn't walk into me or point at me because I looked strange. I decided to go to a good restaurant for lunch and then find an expensive hotel. If I have any problems, I thought, I can just disappear. I went into a restaurant and ordered a good meal. But I couldn't eat it. How could I eat through my mask? And I couldn't take the mask off. So I left the restaurant. I went to another place and asked for a private room. I could eat in there. But when I left the restaurant, it was beginning to snow again, and I decided to leave London. It wasn't a good place for an invisible man.
But why did you go to Iping? Asked Kemp.
I wanted to work, said Griffin. I didn't want to be invisible all the time, and I wanted to do more experiments. Do you remember that I sent my books of notes from the post office to a shop? I went to that shop and got my books, and then I went to the bank and got some money. I also ordered a lot of chemicals. I knew the chemicals that I needed, and I'll explain it all to you when I get my books. Then I got the train to Bramblehurst and walked to Iping.
After a few months, said Kemp, you began to have problems in Iping, didn't you?
I got angry, said Griffin, because the people in Iping were so stupid.
Did I kill the policeman?
No,
said Kemp.
Nobody died.
One man will die, said Griffin, angrily, if I find him. He's called Marvel, and he's stolen my books and money.
You must understand, Kemp, why I'm angry. I've worked hard for years, and I've discovered something wonderful. But people are so stupid, and nobody wants to help me. If anyone stops me now, I'll kill them.
I have to.
Kemp had no answer to this.